Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 14th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Telly brings AI to schools. German Wikipedia considers AI ban. WebMCP makes websites agent ready. Meta plans face recognition glasses. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. All public schools in Lower Saxony can now use the AI chatbot Telly, designed to ease teachers' workloads and prepared for classroom use. After a pilot with 30 schools and 4 study seminars, Telly was rolled out statewide. Developed within the AIS project and funded through the Digital Pakt Schule, Telly is open source, hosted on servers inside the European Union, so usage data are not shared with third parties or used to train models. Schools can access underlying models, including GPT-5, GPT-5 Mini, GPT-5 Nano, Llama 3.1405B, Llama 3.370B, and Mistral Nemo Instruct. Information materials and teacher training from the NLQ accompany the rollout. Several other German states have adopted Telly. German language Wikipedia is moving toward a comprehensive ban on AI-generated content after a poll showed a clear majority. The vote is open to eligible contributors until the 15th of February at 7 p.m. Supporters say a ban would preserve human-written articles and guard credibility. They point to persistent hallucination risks. Opponents warn the rule would be hard to enforce, demand a two-thirds majority, and argue quality should matter more than origin. Exceptions proposed include case-by-case image review, fully verified machine translations, AI proofreading, and research assistance without adopting suggested wording. The Wikimedia Foundation allows AI under its Humans First strategy for 2025 to 2028.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. Google's WebMCP standardizes how websites communicate with AI agents, letting agents take structured actions on pages instead of scraping HTML. It has two APIs, a declarative one for simple forms and an imperative one for complex workflows with JavaScript. WebMCP is in an early preview program and could be folded into Chrome and services like Gemini, letting browser agents automate purchases or travel bookings. Google says defenses against prompt injection attacks fall to each agent rather than the interface. Microsoft's NL Web, introduced in mid-2025, aims at a similar agentic web. The shift may reduce human site visits, ad revenue, and direct customer contact. Meta plans to add facial recognition to its smart glasses this year. Called Name Tag, the feature would let wearers identify people and pull up information via its AI assistant. Plans could change. Executives debated the release since early last year over safety and privacy risks. Internal documents say a planned trial for the visually impaired did not happen. A memo said Meta would launch while many civil society groups were focused elsewhere. Meta first considered this in 2021 for the original Ray-Ban glasses, but dropped it. It revived the plan after the glasses' success, and as the Trump administration grew closer to big tech. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.